Welcome to Dr. Gina's radio chat. You guys will never believe where I'm actually doing this show. I am actually sitting in my car on my way to Detroit, Michigan. This is why internet radio is such the bomb, because you can be anywhere, anytime, and you can have a live show, and you never know who's going to be joining me live on Dr. Gina's radio chat. Shout out to bbsradio.com. I love my producers. They are so superstars. They can do anything and all things. So they're making this possible for me to be able to be at two places at one time. I'm with you and I'm on the road. So welcome to listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. You know I love every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I can't wait till Wednesday to spend time with you guys. Today, mentioning Detroit, it's going to be mostly sunny today. High 83, partly cloudy. I'm actually in Ohio right now. It's sunny and really sunny. I'm probably like 77 degrees right now, it says. Richmond, Virginia, you are sunny, 79 degrees right now, and your high is going to be 83, sunny all day. Jacksonville, Florida, you're cloudy right now at 81, but you've got scattered storms coming. 86 degrees is your high today with scattered storms. Dallas, hey, Dallas. You are 80 degrees and you are cloudy. Your high is going to be 90 and you're going to be partly cloudy going into cloudy for the rest of the day and then going down to the lower temperatures from that point. D.C., where I just left you, hey, D.C., you are sunny and 78 degrees. Your high is going to be 83, partly sunny. Oh, God, what a day this is. Such a blessing. And I got some words from Salon Dewan, where I got my hair done at yesterday. Your style is limited by your imagination, a brick-and-mortar location, your one-stop beauty boutique. Yes. Book a salon service from natural hair services to your favorite protective style. You can even choose the type of hair you like from our DeGlam Luxury Virgin Hair. We have natural hair care and body care products to maintain your glamorous look. Gents, we have something for you, too. Come on in and choose one of our signature cuts or spa packages, and I bet you didn't know that we're mobile, too. The very first mobile salon in the metropolitan area can come out to you and your party. We do events also. So call Salon Dewan and the Glam Shop Mobile Salon. Find us on IG at the Salon Dewan at Celebrity Stylist and Reed Dewan. WW Salon. Dewan.info, Twitter at Salon on Wheels. All right, well, you got the information, and let me give you the phone number where you can reach them. Celebrity stylist Andrea Dewan approves this message. See you soon at 202-802-3098. Again, 202-802-3098. All right, go get your hair done with Dewan. She's amazing. And also, I want to talk about the keys against the enemy. Oh, my goodness, I'm so excited, y'all. This is a daily devotional. It's a 90-day boot camp daily devotional on how to apply your God-given authority. It is my brand-new book, Position Yourself to Receive Your Inheritance. Walk in faith and authority and receive every promise God has given you. Boost your prayer life and become more grounded in your spiritual thinking. In this devotional, The Keys Against the Enemy, Doctor of Theology and Internet Radio Show, Dr. Gina Prince, myself, helps you grow daily in the wisdom and knowledge of Christ to renew your mind and mature in the will of God. Be equipped each day to battle the demonic forces of the enemy. When life becomes overwhelming, assume your destiny as a conqueror and overcomer. See God's will with diligence and intentionality. Break through today. Rebuke the spirit of complacency. Press in and stand your ground in faith. Receive all the Lord has for you. Yes, all of this and the keys against the enemy. Okay, if you get your copy today, it actually gives you an entryway to the Keys Against the Enemy boot camp webinar that I'm having starting September the 4th. Listen, you can go on the keysagainsttheenemy.com, get your book, and sign up. for the Spiritual Boot Camp, the 90-Day Spiritual Boot Camp, which is free, starting September the 4th. I'm telling everybody now so you can get your book and get prepared. What we're going to do is talk about each day, every topic each day, what it meant to you. Were you able to use the tools? Were you able to use this to minister to someone else? Did it help you, your family? Are you feeling more empowered? Are you feeling spiritually mature? All of this stuff, we're going to have a conversation, only 30 minutes, 7 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. every day for 90 days. I'm dedicating my time because I really believe that time is just as important as finances, and it's a great impartation for you to be advanced in your prayer life and intercession. So I am so honored to be able to do this, and I'm so glad to spend the time with you. So go ahead and go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com and go ahead and sign up and purchase your book right there. And then join me on the Keys Against the Enemy Facebook page, okay? And we can just keep in contact with everything that's going on concerning the Keys Against the Enemy, because you don't never know what's going to be going down, what interviews, where I'm going to be talking about it. And I want you to be a part of this journey and watch you grow and us sharpening each other's iron, okay? So this is a great thing, the Keys Against the Enemy. All right, now today we got someone so good, y'all. I'm so excited. Gerald McBride, he is a syndicated radio personality with iHeartRadio 92.3 FM. Actually, he is a legend, you guys. If you haven't heard him on his show, then I know that you saw him on Unsung when they were celebrating the Dramatics. He is not only a friend to the family, but he's also my very, 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 very first interview when I was at Oak Park High School in Michigan, right outside of Detroit. We had a television production course, and I actually took this. So this is not brand new for me. I've been into the media and interviewing and all of that for years. I've taken radio productions and all of that stuff. But he was my first interview ever. And I'm telling you, he was amazingly patient with me. I think I did a good job, but I'm not sure. But anyway, welcome Gerald McBride. He's going to be joining us in just a second. And also, we got Alicia Brooks bringing us 5 minutes of Branding You. And also, my main man, celebrity comedian, A-Train. Oh, man, where is A-Train at now? You never know where he's at. He's going to be coming on with us talking about what's he up to, what's he got going on, and all the trending topics. And I can't wait. Just thank you for joining me on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Hey, Gerald, are you with me now?
Hey, Dr. Gina, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, Gerald McBride. Listen, welcome to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I'm so glad that you were able to take the time to allow me to interview the second time in my whole career.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm still trying to remember that first time. That was so long ago, man. We're going to have to bring that tape out, you know, and just refresh our memory on that interview that you did back in high school.
It was years ago. But you know what, Gerald? I was so nervous. That's probably why I remember it. I just remember you were cool as a cucumber, and you were just so suave, and you did your thing, and you were very patient, and it was just a good interview. I'm just so glad that you did it. And I wish I could come up with the tape. I don't know where I could begin to find it. I don't. But
wow.
You have over 30 years experience in broadcasting and productions, and you do voiceovers. I mean, so many people have heard your voice all over the nation doing several different commercials for everything, from concerts to plays to everything. And you've been doing the commercials and television commercials. You are literally a veteran, but not only a veteran. You are a legend to me, a radio personality. Can you tell the listeners that, maybe, because I get this all the time, and you might get this too or have in the past, but I get this every time I come across somebody. They say, oh, I could do radio. I want to do radio. And I've been thinking about getting into radio. What would you say to those that have an interest in radio? How did you get started? And what was that thing that you felt that motivated you to actually get into it?
Well, you know, it was something that I was always interested in. I got interested in radio broadcasting back in high school, just like you did. And I had a mentor by the name of Donnie Simpson. Some of you may have heard of him. Radio Soul. for many years. But he had a program while I was in high school called the Soul Team Reporters. And I was able to get into that program, and it was just really fascinating to be able to do my weekly high school report from Mumford High School, class of 75, yeah.
Right.
back in the day. So, you know, each week, you know, to be able to hear myself on the radio was just so fascinating. And then on top of that, to have the opportunity to go to the radio station and record the report and just be there to see how, you know, radio worked, to sit in the studio with Donnie Simpson while he was on the air. I was like, oh, I have got to do this. And then on top of that, my mother always had the radio on every single day. I mean, she just, and it just wasn't on. It was on loud throughout the house. So, I grew up listening to WJLB and WCHB and admired jocks, air personalities like Donnie Simpson and Claude Young and Jay Butler and Wade Briggs, Butterball Jr., and the list just goes on and on and on. And I just always kind of knew that that was something that that I wanted to do. But it really just kind of started in high school. And it was also because of my love for music. I enjoyed listening to music. You know, back in the day, you know, the whole family was able to listen to the same radio station and the same songs. You know, it was Marvin Gaye. It was Stevie Wonder. You know, it was the Dramatics. It was Earth, Wind & Fire. And we all kind of enjoyed that music. I mean, things have, of course, changed today with music. But back then, you know, music was enjoyable to listen to. It was simple. The lyrics were great. Melodies were great, you know. So I really kind of wanted to be involved in music in some kind of way. And so I chose radio as that avenue. And after that, I went to Speck Howard School of Broadcasting, graduated from there and got my first job in Flint, Michigan. And from there to several other radio stations, you know, throughout Michigan. And I worked in Rochester, New York for a while and kind of found my way back to Detroit. And like I said, worked for several radio stations like WGPR and WJ. I finally got a job at WJLB where it all started for me. From there to WJZZ as a morning show host.
Wow.
And from there to WMXD, where I have been at WMXD now for 25 years, one station for 25 years.
Wow.
And the way I got into production is that, you know, when I first got in the radio, you had to do a certain amount of production when you got off the air. I mean, it was cool to be on the air for 4 hours and play music. But after you got off the air, that's actually when the real work started, because you had to be able to produce radio commercials, not just read the script, but you had to learn how to, you know, put the right kind of music behind them. You had to learn how to record it. You had to do the entire a commercial. So I kind of learned how to do radio production early in my career and really started to like that part of it more than being on the airs. And once I found out that people wanted to actually pay me to actually voice their commercial and produce it, it was kind of a no-brainer for me to start a business. And the more and more people that asked me to do that, yeah, it was a no-brainer. So the more and more people asked me to do their commercials, then, you know, the business started to grow and grow, and it kind of outgrew me being on the air, and that's how voiceover production started many years ago, actually in 1988. And I began producing commercials for different artists and different tours, and from plays to political spots, and it just grew and grew and grew. And it started with a $1,500 investment that I borrowed from my brother to buy some tape recorders. And it just began to grow from my attic in my house to now a studio in Farmington Hills, Michigan, where we're not just a
wow.
production studio. We're now an ad agency. And it's just really a blessing to be able to sit in front of a microphone every single day. People send me scripts from all over the country every single day in a variety of different things. And I, you know, I voice the commercials and send them back to them. So I really have become, right from my desk where I am right now doing this interview, a voiceover talent, distribution center, engineer, copywriter, all in one.
Wow. You know, and that was the thing. You know, I'm always encouraging people that, you know, you don't have to get stuck with one thing, because there's the one thing always grows into different entities as well. It's like the one thing is the major, is the umbrella, but there's so many different parts that I don't like to say octopus, but it is kind of like that. You know, I think of it like the body and the tentacles are so many different other things that's connected to the body as far as the vision. And I try to encourage people to just not get stuck with one thing. And if you do have an idea, be consistent. You know, don't have an idea and then stop and then say, oh, I'll pick it up later. You know, because people are watching your consistency. Wouldn't you agree with that? I mean, you mentioned great names of people that actually, you know, ushered you into opportunity because they got to see your consistency and your drive and your willingness to really learn and to just pursue. And wouldn't you admit that that has something to do with what they saw in you, that I see that he wants this, I see that he's trying, I see, you know, his willingness to, you know, keep going. Would you say that that would be some of the things that you were looking for with someone that, you know, maybe you back then? I mean, you know, are you looking for that as well? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Tell the listeners about that. Maybe you could tell it from your, tell them about your point of view in that.
Well, you know, that's really interesting that you would say that, because I was just thinking about that yesterday. I met a young man who is, he must be 19 or 20 years old, and he actually works at the gym where I work out. And, you know, he saw me one day and he says, hey, Mr. McBride, I hear you have a studio, and you know, I'd love to come by and take a look at what you do. And I'm thinking about going to Speck Howard School of Broadcasting, which he enrolled in, and he just started a couple of weeks ago. Now, I'm not saying this to put this young man down or anything, but I was like, oh, well, that's really interesting. Yeah, you need to come by my studio. You need to see this. I'm glad you enrolled in Speck Howard's. I brought him by. I opened the door and said, hey, you know, look, come on in to the studio. I got a little small job I want you to help me out with. But I opened the door just to kind of see whether or not he was going to take advantage of what I was offering him. Now, he only showed up once so far. I don't know if he's going to take advantage of the door that I opened for him. But I've done that with several young people. Some have taken that opportunity and ran with it, and some don't. I mean, you really have to see. I think you have to understand when a door is being opened for you, and it may be something that's very small. It may not be on the scale of what you think it should be at that particular time, but you have to understand the potential that can happen from that little small opportunity of window that's being opened for you. And I think that's what I you know, that's the advantage that I had in coming up, is that these little small opportunities, I took them to heart, knowing that one day that this could turn into something really big. And then I think you also have to be hungry for it. You have to have a passion for this business. As you know, being in broadcasting, it's very competitive. You really have to want this bad, and you have to make some sacrifices and really spend some time at it. And that's my perspective on it.
Yeah, and it's also changed so much. I mean, there is so much overturned now, you know, depending on the popularity of the station and how many, you know, how much the business aspect of it. And so they really are looking for people, again, that are consistently hungry, that are drawing people. And that means that you got to hustle. You got to get out there. You might have to do side jobs, like, you know, hosting gigs on the behalf of the radio show. They want to see how hungry are you as a team player to be in the front runner. And so if you can't be hungry at the level of just an idea, when you get in the spot, it don't stop there. You know, to keep your job,
it really doesn't.
You still got to be hungry.
Absolutely. And then the other thing is the landscape of this business has changed so much lately. I mean, there are not as many broadcasting jobs. But on the other hand, the Internet has opened up so many opportunities if you just wanted to be on the radio. I mean, look, you're doing an Internet radio show right now. You know, I mean, but you have to really, really want to do this, and you have to go through the right steps in order to make it happen. But yeah, there aren't a whole lot of radio jobs, so therefore, you really have to have a passion and really want to do this in order to make it in this business.
And that's the thing, too. You know, doing even internet is even difficult because you're starting off with nothing. You know,
absolutely.
It's not like you're going into a station that's already established and they have introduced
right.
you to their audience already, and now it's up to you to maintain and build up and bring more. This is like
right.
starting at zero. So for us to be at 500,000 plus at this point, starting from zero, is at I tell people when they say, you know, let me be your co-host, or let me do this, let me do that, and it's no offense to that. But what it is that it takes a lot of work, and I mean, it doesn't just roll at you like that. It's not like I just, you know, I got up here and then it was, you know, stuff already established or whatever. It took a lot of groundwork. And it takes a lot of work. Going out in public, I had to do other interviews on other shows, you know, around the country, you know, to promote the internet radio show and things like that, and hosting gear. So it's not like you just sitting at a desk. Like, that's what I want people to understand. Even the people at the radio stations, even such as yourself, found something. Well, it came to you. That's just what I'm saying. When you start off with a passion in one area that you're gifted in, things will start coming to you to advance you even the more, where you have finances coming from different wells going in the same spot.
Right.
That's the thing you want to get to. You don't want to focus on just, I want to be this, and then when I get there, that's it. I want to encourage the listeners to understand that it's going to take you to have such a passion and a draw, and that will have other things come to you. That's it. And you've got to be consistent, because everybody's watching you. Once you out there, everybody wants to see how long it's going to last. It's like dating. Once you put it out there, everybody's watching how long it's going to last. You know, is it going to turn into a marriage, or are they going to break up in a couple of years? So you got to be committed to this thing. Like, you're going to go all the way to the end. And even with dry areas, you know, I know, and please let the listeners know some, just a brief about your testimony of maybe some dry areas that it seemed like, you know, well, am I doing the right thing? Is this, I mean, where am I going to go from here? You know, you still have to be persistent. If this is what your hooks is in and your feet are walking in this direction, you're going to have things to try to distract you, to give up, to lose interest, you know, to try to battle your desire and your passion about it. If you love it, you got to keep going no matter, fight through all of that. Wouldn't you agree, Gerald?
I totally agree. And I believe that just God gives you the desires of your heart. He put these things on your heart. And when he puts these things in your heart, they may not necessarily happen just right away. It takes some faith and patience and waiting for it to manifest. But if you really believe in your heart that you're supposed to do what you're doing, you have got to hang in there. And you can't let anything discourage you or stop you. And yes, I have plenty of testimonies. There's things that I'm still waiting on that I believe that I'm supposed to be doing that are another level higher than what I'm doing now. And boy, and that's what makes life so great. I mean, just, having these things on your heart and expecting them to happen each and every day, and you just keep waiting, but knowing that it's going to happen. I mean, that's what makes life so exciting to me. I am just so excited
every day
to be alive
every
during this
like
time. You know, I mean, really, really, absolutely.
Yeah, it's amazing that you've been on this long, and this is such good impartation for us all. You know what I mean? And even me, like I said, you know, it's inspiring to me because, again, you were my first interview. And, I mean,
wow.
When I ran into you at CBS and you and I were both being interviewed by two different people at the same time and you saw my name up there, that was a moment for me because it really,
wow.
I mean, God had to remind me because it's been a grind so long in my life with other things that had, you know, got me off track and getting back on track and going forward and really, really pounding the pavement. I mean, just to see that moment and God say, you know, that was your first interview, right? And I was like, I mean, yeah, that's and then and then for you to see how far, you know, this has come from the internet radio, you know,
yeah,
just to come
that's
to
awesome.
You and it was a moment for me. And when you saw and you said, "There you go, Dr. Gina, our prince," and I was like, "He said my name." but see, Gerald, let me tell you what that is, though. That is the fruit of you just taking the time to you didn't mentor me or you wasn't like my teacher or anything, but the fact that you took the time to have me be my first interview, that was right. The first seed planted for this what's manifesting now.
Well, you never know. You never know those little small things that you do for people, something that you may say that may plant a seed that may grow bigger than what anybody ever expected. Let me tell you a quick story. While I was very frustrated, and I'm not going to mention the station, at one particular station that I was working at, where I had been demoted to part-time. And this was during actually I was a host of a TV show. But barely being demoted to part-time, being able to take care of my family. I mean, I had two kids at the time. So I'm thinking, what am I going to do here? And a guy, one of who is still one of my clients today, happened to be at the TV radio station at the time, and walks past my office and said, "Hey, man, I just left a place in Houston, Texas, man, that does all my radio, my TV production. They are doing it big. The company is called Bill Young Productions in Houston, Texas, man. They have a giant studio. They're doing radio and television for every major concert across the country. And to me, you should be doing that." And he walked away.
Wow.
And I'll never forget what he said that day. I'll never forget what he said that today when my salary was $200 a week at that time, trying to figure out how I was going to make it. And he said he planted that seed. He planted that seed. And now I am doing the same thing as that company is doing in Houston, Texas, and become one of the biggest competitors. Yes.
Isn't that
now, that's not God. That's God right there.
That's what I'm saying. Look at God and how he brings things the full circle like that. And that's why you got to be consistent, because you won't see the full circle if you don't keep going around. You got to go.
Yes.
Listen, Gerald, please tell everybody how they can follow you, if you have social media, how they can get on your show, the app.
Yeah, I have a Facebook page. You know, I do the Oldie Show, which is a syndicated show in 25 markets across the country. And I have a Facebook page called the Old School, Gerald McBride's Old School Music, and also Gerald McBride. And, you know, I'm on Facebook and Instagram. They can follow me there. Only time I usually post is when, you know, we do these battles every weekend on the radio show, where we put up, you know, Stevie Wonder against, I think last week we did Stevie Wonder against Earth, Wind & Fire. This week it'll be George Benson against LTD. Every weekend it's somebody different. And it's a two-hour battle.
Yeah, but Gerald, you gotta start doing Facebook Live while you're on air sometimes. You can get an audience through Facebook worldwide.
You know, I just haven't figured out. But no, and you know, you're doing radio, so I just haven't figured out how, because I'm also the engineer on the show, so I'm running the board. I'm like, now, how do I hold my phone for Facebook Live and run the board and pick all my songs at the same time?
Listen, I'm on my way to Detroit now, but I'm coming back in September, and I'll set up a time where I'll help you with all of that. I'll come while you're on your show, and I'll help you figure that out, because we're going to have you go global, not just in 25 places. We're going to have you worldwide.
All right. Well, I appreciate
you know, Facebook helps you do that, you know? So you'll be flying you over in Germany and stuff to do your voiceovers and all of that stuff. They'll be sending for you.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
You know, I got nothing but love for you. I mean, you're the first seed. I'll never forget you. I love you so much. Thank you again for allowing me to interview you for the second time. This was amazing, because you had so much more to give, and just years of impartation and wealth and wisdom. So I thank you personally, and I thank you on the behalf of the listeners at Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. And you're always welcome to come. So if there's anything you want to announce, anything you got special going on, just call me up, and I'm going to make sure that you come on and announce it, okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And you keep up the great work. I'm so proud of you. All right.
Thank you. All right. Love you so much. All right. You heard it straight from Gerald McBride. We're getting ready to take a commercial break, and then Alicia Brooks is going to be joining us with 5 minutes of branding you. All right. Be right back.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
How do you feel when your alarm clock goes off for work each morning? What's the first battle on your mind? Fuel up on God's Word every weekday with Dr. Steve Green's podcast, At Work with God, so that you have the strength and energy to stay kingdom-minded all day. You can also listen to Dr. Green's leadership podcast, Green Lines, for devotions on spirit-led leadership. And check out his new book, Love Leads, which will be released later this year. Imagine how you would feel after listening to daily words of hope, life, and encouragement. Find At Work with God and Green Lines on iTunes, Google Play, or cpnshows.com.
Hey, this is Lenny Williams, and you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
All right, Alicia Brooks, what's going on, girl?
Alicia, hi, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I am good.
Well, fantastic. What's going on for 5 minutes of branding us? Brand us, girl. What's going on?
Well, today I want to talk about your compelling information that's going to be captivating to your audience and that's going to draw them in. And so the biggest thing is we see about 1,500, probably more imprints just on Facebook alone every day. And so how are you going to captivate your audience? How are you going to captivate those people who you want as clients? And so you have to kind of like tell a story. So if you look at your Facebook page or your Instagram, it's all about telling a story. And so you want to have compelling information that has a true actionable headline. 10 things you can do in 10 days. Something like that that's going to catch them. And then you have to illustrate that with great pictures. And because now we are so visual, reading a whole lot of words in a few seconds is not going to work. So if you create the visual with the picture and or video, that can save time and captivate audiences quicker as opposed to just reading words. But of course with that, you have to brand yourself in all of that. So you have to put your logo out there. Make sure that it is consistent with your brand colors, your tone, the mood that you put out, because that's going to be consistent and that's going to bring people into relationship with you because people want to be engaging. Would you want to go to somebody's website that is not truly engaging? You don't see their personality. It's just static photos and you don't get to see who you're working with, right? So you have to build that relationship throughout all of your social media, throughout your whole brand. So that means you are approachable, you're professional, you know what you're talking about. And so when you're looking at building your competitive story, how is that going to inspire your potential clients or your clients to action? Are you calling them to do something? Are you doing a contest? Are you doing a 5-minute or 5-day email session? Whatever that looks like, you want to incorporate your tone, your brand, the mood, the colors, all of that into that so that you can really hone in on the emotion that you want to incorporate and being consistent with that, showing that everyone that comes to your site, they know what they're going to get. Why? Because you're creating the brand I say Brandique, of course, your Brandique experience. So what is it that you want your customers, your potential clients, or whomever you engage with, what do you want them to leave with when they're out of your presence? When they come to your office, do they get the same wow factor as they got on your website or as you were on the stage or in the book you've written or on the webinar? You see what I'm saying? So you have to create that story that draws them in and be authentic, which I'm sure you know how to do, Dr. Gina.
Yes. Well, this is very informative, and I love it because, you know, even just the simple things make a world of difference. You know, a lot of people just simply don't know how to get started or don't know how to maintain it. And it's very, very important when branding you, like you've been teaching, is what is your message, you know, and you have to,
right.
Overall, when you release that message, that's the message that you kind of stick with. That's the foundation of everything else to come. That was good stuff, Alicia Brooks. Tell everybody how they can follow you.
You can follow me on Instagram, Facebook. You can find me at Alicia Brooks or Brandique You. And I'm on Instagram, Twitter. Brandique You Facebook group. If you are interested in being in my private Facebook group where I give more content, live content, masterclasses, tips throughout the week, you can look me up. Brandique Elite is the group. It's a private group, so you have to message me, and I will let you in.
Well, that sounds great. I love it. Thank you so much, Alicia Brooks. You know I love having you on. Until next time, be Brandique You.
Thank you.
I love it. All right, hon, until next time. All right, you heard it there. So if you are serious about branding and getting your message out there, you need to get follow up with Alicia Brooks and follow up with some different ideas and ways that you can do it. If you don't know how to get started, she's the one that you need to call. All right, now we're going to shift gears, Lord. I'm on the roll, y'all, forgive me. We're going to shift gears, and we're going to hang out with my main man, Comedian A-Train. What's going on, man?
What's going on, Dr. Jesus?
I'm on the roll, man. I mean, I'm sitting at a plaza in Ohio where they got gas and all this fast food. You know I'm a vegan, so I don't want none of that. I'm sitting up in a quiet place so I can do this show. What's going on with you? Birthday, boy?
I'm good. I'm celebrating all month. That's right. Leo, turn up.
Well, you represented this weekend, man. Tell the listeners what they missed if they didn't go.
Listen, I'm still trying to just, we went so hard on this weekend. Shout out to the city of Jacksonville. Shout out to Team A-Train. Shout out to my dude Kev on stage. Listen, people, I've been trying to tell y'all for weeks that August 5th show was the show that you had to be to because I knew it was going to go down just like it went down. We packed that place out. People were standing up watching the show along the wall in the back. Kev on stage all the way from L.A. came in, man, and did his thing. You know, I did my thing. And we had DJ Sean on the ones and twos. We had Chef Phantom in the house. Had Khalees Knight in the house with representing the sweets and desserts. And I'm telling you, man, we packed it out, Dr. Zimmer. We packed it out. We packed out the Ritz.
You had chips with your name on it. Like, you all that in a bag of chips, honey. He had chips with his name on it, y'all.
That is hilarious. I didn't know it until I got there. So shout out to the wifey, you know, always surprising me, always got something going on that's going to, like, you know, blow my mind. And that really, really blew my mind. So if you guys want to see what we're talking about, make sure you go to my Instagram at Do It Again and see what happens. And you can see some shots, some photos from the event. Also, for those that may be on Facebook, you can go to my Facebook page at A-Train Live, The Experience. Go to that Facebook page, and you'll see all the photos from Saturday night show. I'm telling you, it was phenomenal. It was phenomenal.
I wish I couldn't have been there, I'm telling you. But somebody from Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, a winner, she was able to join and have a good time with you guys, her and her husband. So I'm just really glad that it was sold out. I didn't have any doubt at all. I knew I was going to be missing fire. I had to be at my son's football game. You know, it's football season, and he's been drafted, so they really depending on him to be there and at every practice. So my whole life is turned upside down. But football everything else is going on. You know how that is. So I wanted to be there so bad, but I knew without a doubt that it was going to be off the chain. And I knew so much more was going to be birthed out of this situation as well. So I'm just so happy for you and so glad that the city celebrated you and showed so much love and appreciation for what you do and how you represent all over the nation on the behalf of the city and not just the communities and the neighborhoods or your old classmates. I want people to get a bigger picture of what I'm saying. I'm saying the city. That means the mayor, the governor, leaders, those that's sitting in board meetings. I'm talking about making decisions and changing laws. He is representing the city. So this is not a small thing. This is very huge. And I just wanted the world to know what an honor it is that you are actually being served up that way. I mean, chosen and chosen that way. And so, what does that feel like for you, A-Train? What is that? Has it even hit you really yet, the massivity of the situation?
At times it does, but I try not to think about it too much because, I don't want to stop, I think if I look up, and realize just how heavy it is and how much responsibility it is, I might just, I don't know, I might just get overwhelmed. But, it's definitely humbling. And I really do take it serious because, to be in partnership with the Ritz Theater, which is a historical black theater, and to be in partnership with the city and Jack's event, I've really decided from the beginning to make sure that I stand on the shoulders of those who have come before me and serve that community and serve that city, in the form of entertainment. And I just want to make sure that, I don't do anything short of that. So I'm very careful and mindful that it's more than the A-Train brand that's being represented out here. I'm also mindful of, the Jack event, the Ritz Theater, as well as the city of Jacksonville name and brand being represented. Even when I'm doing shows outside of, their venue, I'm still careful and mindful of, the partnership that we have. And it's a beautiful thing. I'm honored by it. And I was really taken aback last week when, Jack Events, posted out, to the city. It's like, hey, help us wish A-Train a happy birthday. I mean, to see, the city, putting something out like that to honor you and to be mindful of you and letting you know that you exist. I don't know. It hit me sometimes, and then I, be kind of floored a little bit, but then it motivates me even the more to make sure that I'm producing quality shows. And, bringing the city a great night of laughter. And one of the things that really made me smile about last week was a father came to me. He was like, man, I wish I had brought my son. He said, because I enjoyed the show so much. And he was like, it was just so funny. He's like, I wish I had brought my son. And it's just amazing how, people trust you, with their loved ones to make them laugh as well. So It's been a beautiful ride.
Yeah. I got two things that came to me, and I didn't want to interrupt you, but I just was so excited to say it, and this is so good. You've had some great mentors, and I want to give shout-out to D.L. Hughley, one of the ones that you have made known in particular that has really, really mentored you and taken you under his wing for years, and just mentoring you and showing you the ins and outs. And you do give recognition to him on a regular basis, which I think is so honorable. A lot of people don't do that. And I think I think for both of you, I just wanted to give shout-outs to him on your behalf and on the those that are benefiting from the impartation that he's giving you. Because not only is A-Train funny and he's a clean comedian, but he's also heavy into knowing what's going on in the nation and the community. He's very, very diverse and can have conversations with you about anything. And very quick to say he don't know something. If he don't know it, he's going to say, I got to research it before I can give you an answer.
And that
shows great humility, because you know some people will try to think of something out of the sky, honey, and try to give you whatever piece, and then go and research it later and be like, dang, I thought it was that. No, you ain't saying you didn't know what you were talking about. You're giving people bad information because you don't want to admit you don't know. But you ain't going to get that from A-Train. He's very, very humble, very down to earth. So, yes, shout out to all of the work behind the scenes of what people are benefiting from right now with your own style, your own creativity, with a little bit of wisdom and a little bit of impartation and direction from your mentor, D.L. Hughley. I wanted to give shout out to him for that. Also, I wanted to say that what I also love about the fact that you are willing to actually, you know, you have to be accountable for everything. So when you get put up in a situation like this, you know, this shows an example of somebody watching you. But what I love about that somebody's watching you and watching what you're doing, and we talked about this with Gerald McFadden, and we talk about this often, watching you, wanting to invest in you, okay? But see, a lot of people see people and knowing that they're going to go somewhere. That's why and people might say, well, what's so special, you know, before, you know, who is A-Train? I say, well, he's heavy in the South. He's heavy over in this area, but he's coming over in your direction. I'm telling you, just hold on. You're going to hear. And so the more you've been consistent, it's been a year now, people are starting to hear you over in other parts of the country, and you're being recognized for your talent. And even if you're getting these opportunities that people actually see that have ability to catapult you to the next level, so those that may not see you will see you, but sometimes it might take for the ones that can usher you before the ones that's going to benefit the gift in you. Do you see what I'm saying? And a lot of times people don't want to help people. And I really want to encourage you, if you are listening to this show, that I knew that A-Train, I could see it on him, but mostly the thing that I loved about him is that he's humble. Him and his wife are very down to earth. They don't have no airs. You know, they eat a lot of oysters and seafood and all of that. They eat out every day. They eat out every day, but doggone it, that's a treat for them because they work hard as heck. You know what I'm saying? And I felt that, you know, being connected to you is a blessing. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people will see people that may have been in the business longer, they get more opportunity, or they might be doing this, and they might have something to give a person, but then they don't want to give it because they don't want to see the person. You know, they think that the person going to pass them by, and then, you know, they're not going to benefit anything. But let me tell you something. The blessings that I have received and the blessings that he has received, you know, from us being connected is outstanding. Yeah. So you cannot block your blessing by being so to the point you scared you're going to be left behind, or you don't want to help the next man get to the next step. You can't do that because... Gerald McBride came to me. I was a no-name high school girl asking him to come to my high school to do a doggone interview with me at my high school. And he took the time out of his career to do that. Now look at what he sees that I am now. We actually met up, A-Train, at CBS Radio. He didn't know I was there for an interview. I didn't know he was there for an interview. We were there at the same time getting interviewed by two different people. We ran into each other, And he got to see the fruit of him just doing that one 30-minute interview with me.
Wow. Wow. See, and that's what it's about. You know, when you, and I'm not surprised because, you know, I heard someone say that your defining moment has already happened, you know. And he was saying it in an encouraging manner to let you know that what you're striving for down the road, if you just stop, pause, and think, you've already crossed that barrier. You know, you've already passed that test to solidify who you are and where you're going. You know, and just like you said, you reached out to this guy, you know, when you were, quote, unquote, you know, a nobody in some people's eyes or not as known in the industry or have made your mark yet. But still, everything that you're supposed to be, you passed the test in that moment.
It's amazing. And that's why I love hearing your story. And that's why I like you on the show, because watching your journey is so inspirational, and I just wanted people to get caught up into that. You know, you watch other people, and that will open you up to understand how this thing goes. It's reciprocity. Right. You sow into someone else, and you reap a harvest at the end. You may not get it from that person. You might not see them, you know, anything from them, but you're going to get it. Reciprocity is real, and you have to really start investing. So I'm just excited
right.
about your journey, but you got so much other stuff going on. You got a play that's actually popping. You got to tell us what's going on with you and Vivica Fox.
Yes, there's a production that I just got picked up on. And we're actually, you know, in the works now, rehearsal and things of that nature. And I'll definitely give you guys more, or I'll give you more details on it next week about, you know, the location of it, you know, how you can, you know, get tickets. And I give you a full lineup of all the cast and the crew, because it's a star-studded event. As a matter of fact, you know, what's the young lady from was it Friday? Her name was, she played Miss Parker. I think her name is Cheryl. She's in this production as well. And this is an annual play that has been taking place, I think, for the last 2 or 3 years because it's been so successful. So they added me to this cast early in the year, and I'm really excited about it. And, of course, Vivica Fox is just one of the stars that's on this stage plate. And, you know, I'm just real, you know, I'm blown away. And I just encourage everybody out there that's listening, if you're in the middle of something, just stick to it, because you never know where your journey is going to take you. Of course, we have vision, we have dreams, we have desires, you know, you may even have goals, you know, but in addition to that, there are things that I am a living witness that God has just opened up for you that you never thought to even imagine to happen. And this is one of those things. So I'm definitely excited about it. So y'all stay tuned. I'll definitely be giving y'all more information on that next week.
Yes. Well, we are looking forward to it. And your next A-Train experience is coming up when?
Yes, October 20th. People left out of the show Saturday night, trying to buy tickets to the next show. And, well, it was, I mean, because they had that much fun. And it's like, oh, my God, when is the next one? And can we get tickets tonight? You know, so October 20th, we got Zaynab Johnson coming in. She's from Last Time Extended, HBO's All Deaf Comedy. So she's definitely, you know, well-known out there in the industry, and she is hilarious. So she'll be down here rocking out with me on the 20th of October, which is a Friday night. So you can go to jackevents.com, you know, and look that up, or you can go to the Ritz Theater website, or you can just call 904-807-2010, or the link is inside of my bio on Twitter at A-Train Live, and it's also inside of my bio on Instagram at Do It Again and See What Happens.
Fantastic. I love it. A-Train, tell everybody how they... Oh, you did. You told them Do It Again and See What Happens. Did you tell them?
Yeah.
Okay, on all social media, Instagram, everywhere. You guys, you got to connect with them. so you can know what's going on. Again, I don't know if you saw the promotion. I said, where is A-Train now? Because we don't never know where you're going to be at. And it's just so exciting to know all of the things that God has you doing and everywhere you're going. And just all of the exposure and all of that. You're a great man.
Yes.
It's just good to have that you're being blessed
by
that. You and your wife are
awesome. I'll be in Virginia Beach on the 7th of September. So be on the lookout for that as well, those of you that's up there in that area. Virginia Beach at the Dave & Buster's, a comedy show at the Dave & Buster's. I'll be up there headlining that show on the 7th of September.
Woo-wee! And listen, y'all got to stay tuned. His wife, Tracy Henderson, has a new book. She's going to be joining me. I'm hoping next week. Make sure and narrow that down for her. So I'll make sure that I'll let you know. But it's definitely this month, you guys. So stay tuned for that so you can hear about what she got going on. Because there's another side to him. And they just popping, popping over there. God is just blowing them up. All right, well, listen, much love, A-Train. You know I got love for you, bro. Until next Wednesday, okay? Y'all stay tuned for
Absolutely.
The next. I don't know what he's going to be doing next, but you got to stay tuned to find out. All right, love you, man.
All right, love you too, sis.
All right, listen, if you haven't gotten Dr. Steve Green's book, Love Leads, you got to get it, the spiritual connection between your relationships and productivity. If God is love and I have not loved, how then shall I lead? The one verb most frequently missing from manifestos on leadership is love. If you want to know more about that, Dr. Green shares principles and exhortation on the love of a leader. You got to get it. It's sold everywhere Christian books are sold, a Christian house. Publishing, and Dr. Steve Green, that's my mentor right there. You got to go get his book, and don't forget The Keys Against the Enemy, a 90-day devotional, and go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com or to purchase it, but I want you to sign up for the boot camp, which is free, or you can go on Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, and get your copy, The Keys Against the Enemy. What a great show! You got to hear where I come from a mentor, my old first interview, Gerald McBride, and you got to hear Alicia Brooks, and you got to hear my main man, comedian A-Train. Listen, this was a popping show. I'm on the road. It never, never stops. Dr. Gina always keeps going. You got to live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. I love you guys. Until next Wednesday, I'm loving you. Bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.